Pages 8 and 9, Balancing Wildlife Protection and New Development. The Solent is internationally important for its wildlife and has several areas designated as European protected sites. Balancing the need to protect the waders and wildfowl that visit the Solent against new residential developments is an important responsibility for the Council. It is also one that is threatening to prevent the borough from meeting its government housing targets. Protecting wildlife from harmful development. Natural England is the government's advisor for nature conservation and a statutory consultee for all planning applications. In February 2019, Natural England updated its advice to local councils to reflect recent European case law. The result is that for every planning application for new homes from a single property upwards, the council must now carry out a Habitats Regulations Assessment, HRA, to decide whether the proposed development will have an adverse effect upon any European Protected Sites, EPS. If an adverse effect is considered likely, the Council needs to take a view on whether this can be mitigated in some way. It must then consult Natural England on the detail of any proposed mitigation and take account of any advice received in response. Why the change in advice? Natural England stepped up its advice to councils around the Solent in relation to levels of nitrates entering the channel in wastewater from new dwellings. It says this is likely to have a significant effect upon EPS and the bird life they support. Natural England advises that development should be nitrate neutral. This means any development will not result in a net increase to the amount of nitrates entering the Solent. Natural England has also advised the Council that there is the potential for significant effects from emissions from increased traffic along roads within 200 metres of EPS, well beyond the boundaries of Fareham. The Council has commissioned work across the borough to assess whether this is indeed the case. The impact on planning in Fareham. Where developers are not able to demonstrate that their proposals maintain or reduce the levels of nitrates leaving their site, mitigation measures will need to be identified. As a direct result of the new Natural England advice, no planning permissions have been granted for housing proposals that cannot demonstrate nitrate neutrality within Fareham since February 2019. Wellbourne Garden Village was able to demonstrate nitrate neutrality, a position that was supported in consultation with Natural England. This could have consequences for the council meeting its housing delivery test, HDT, see page 7. It is working hard to find a resolution because by carrying out its legal duties to protect wildlife habitats, it is failing in another to provide for new housing in line with government targets. A number of councils within South Hampshire are facing the same issue. Fareham is working with other members of the Partnership for South Hampshire, PFSH, to address the issue with the Environment Agency, Natural England, Southern Water, Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, MHCLG, and Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA. And there are three pictures of birds: a goose with outspread wings, a heron sitting on rocks, and a kingfisher in flight.